Thanks for calling customer service. How can I help you?
This is Brenda Wagner, and I got an amount from you all for taking of my account, and I didn't order that.
Okay, ma'am. Can I have your zip code?
37110.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Brenda Wagoner.
Can you verify the address for me, ma'am?
Pardon me?
Can you verify your address for me?
104 Jackson Street, McMinnville, Tennessee.
Okay, just give me one moment while the account loads up.
Okay.
Okay, it was for a mixture.
Pardon me?
It was for a mixture.
Hold on, I'm going to put you on speaker. Now, repeat the head.
Ma'am?
Yes?
It was for a mixer. M-I-X-E-R.
Yes. But I thought it was just, I was just buying the mixer. I didn't know I was signing up for something.
Okay. When you did a survey and they asked you to enter a contest to win a welcoming gift, basically, you enroll yourself into a monthly subscription.
See, I didn't know that, so I don't want that.
Okay. Now, I can offer you a $20 monthly rate and still cancel the account.
No, I want the account canceled. My bank blocked that anyway, so it's my card's been locked out because of that.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I can issue a refund, but it won't be the full refund. So instead of $59.89, it'll be $54.89 minus the $5 off due to the policy.
No, I need the $59.89 refunded back.
Okay, ma'am, are you there?
Yeah, I was waiting on you.
Okay, I can issue the refund, but it's going to be minus the $5 off.
No, I want the $59.89.
Okay, ma'am,
what's
I do.
$5 for?
Okay, every time we do a refund, we have to take $5 off. That's just the policy. It doesn't matter how much the amount is. We always have to go by the policy.
You've been blocked anyway. My phone my bank account blocked you for fraud. So
okay,
see,
ma'am, how? I don't understand how the account is blocked when it was still active. Because the account doesn't say anything about.
Well, it will because they've blocked my card. And they contacted me because of fraud. So you're not going to get it anyway. This whole, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to get the $5 anyway. They're going to hold that $59.89. They're going to block that.
No, we're not the ones that's getting the $5. They're just like, if you have a charge of $119, every time a customer asks for a refund, we have to knock the $5 off. Because you're asking for a refund.
Well, that's okay because my bank's not going to let you have that anyway. So So it doesn't.
No, I don't want your money. I'm not the one that's getting your money.
I'm not saying you are.
I'm just refunding you $54.89 instead of $59.89.
No, I'll just let my bank handle it then.
Okay, wait a minute. I did cancel the account, so that's the only thing that I did to the account. So I didn't issue no refund back. I just canceled the account.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Nope.